I think we all will remember for a long time Maharaj's example of the bird who needs the two wings to fly.
Mislim da ćemo se svi jako dugo sjećati primjera koji je dao Maharaj sa pticom koje su potrebna oba krila kako bi letjela.
There is a story like this which I found both in the Christian and the our own tradition about the mysterious meal.
I postoji veza sa njim jedna priča koju sam našao i u kršćanskoj tradiciji našoj koja govori o misterioznom obroku.
I will tell it from our tradition. There was once this king who needed a successor, a wise successor. He was childless and he was really looking for someone who could, after his death, take over his position.
Jednom je bio jedan kralj kome je trebao jedan nasljednik koji bi bio uspješan. Međutim, on nije imao djece.
So in order to determine a worthy successor, he called all his ministers for a meal together.
I kako bi odlučio ko će biti njegov nasljednik, onda je pozvao sve svoje ministre kako bi zajedno imali obrok.
When they sat down to eat, he said, there's one condition.
I kako su sjeli da jedu, on je rekao, postoji jedan uslov.
You can only eat with an outstretched arm. You can't bend your arm.
Možete jesti samo tako što ćete držati ruku ispravljeno. Ne smijete nikako savijeti.
The ministers try to somehow eat and one put the spinach and let it drop and it fell all over his face and shirt. Yeah.
Ministri su pokušavali da to urade i onda su tako ispružene ruke su pokušavali da ubace usta. Jedan je ispravio ruku sa špinatom i onda je
špinatom.
Prosuo mu se po licu i po odjeći.
Finally, the ministers, after making many clever attempts, had to give up eating because they were just not able to eat with an hand which was not or an arm which was not allowed to bend.
I nakon puno neuspjelih pokušaja, ovi ministri su konačno odustali od pokušaja da jedu jer nisu jednostavno mogli da jedu sa tako ispravljenom rukom.
The king told them, "No one of you is fit to become the next king."
I kralj im je onda rekao, nijedan od vas nije u stanju da bude naredni kralj.
I hope I will find the new king, however, because I'm quickly getting old and soon I will die.
I nadam se da ću ubrzo naći kralja, zato što sam ja star i ubrzo ću umrijeti.
Out of desperation, he called his servants for the mysterious meal.
I onda je iz očaja pozvao svoje sluge na taj misteriozni obrok.
Servants also tried to, they were given the same condition as the ministers had been given. You cannot bend your arm. Sorry, Melita, Nandakari, I'm coming too close to you. How can you eat like this?
Kako možete jesti na taj način?
It took them 2 minutes to find out the solution.
Bilo sam potrebno 2 minute da nađu odgovor.
Very simple. You take the food and you give it in the mouth of the other person and he does the same to you.
Vrlo jednostavno. Uzmite hranu i hranite osobu pored sebe, a on isto to radi za vas.
Then you can eat.
Onda možete jesti.
By the help of the other person.
Uz pomoć druge osobe.
Now the king had another difficulty.
Sada je kralj imao drugu poteškoću.
Many servants were qualified.
Njegovi sluge su bili kvalificirani.
In that sense that they understood the principle that you have to serve others.
U tom smislu da su shvatili da morate služiti druge.
In order to live, you have to serve.
kako biste živjeli, morate služiti.
But the servants may not have been trained for to rule a kingdom.
Sluge možda nisu baš bili istrenirani da vladaju sa kraljevinom.
After understanding a principle, you must also understand some details.
Nakon što shvatite taj princip, morate shvatiti neke detalje.
But if you know all the details and you have missed on the principle, you will not, it will not work.
Ali ako upoznajete detalje, a fulili ste princip, onda možda nećete
biti. I would like to draw this now, to bring the wisdom of this little story into our present day life.
Mi sada želim mudrost iz ove male priče da prenesem u današnje vrijeme.
I'm very convinced that Krishna consciousness will work if we understand ourselves to be servants of other devotees.
Mislim da će svjesnost Krišne da funkcioniše ako shvatimo da smo mi sluge drugih bhakta.
With the service attitude we will also somehow get the two wings which are there in human existence, the left and the right wing. We will bring them harmoniously together.
S tim stavom služenja ćemo da ta dva krila koja uvijek postoje u ljudskom postojanju, da ćemo ih nekako da dovedemo zajedno.
But obviously there are also, let me say, details which we have to learn.
Ali tu su očigledno i neki detalji koje moramo da naučimo.
Today I would like to just briefly, I look at watch because I really don't want to go long, bring out a very important detail in spiritual life.
Danas bih želio da vam predstavim jedan detalj koji je jako važan za duhovni život i koji će kratko trajati, ne želim vas zadržavati.
It's a very, something very important.
To je nešto jako važno.
If you wish to reach the kingdom of God, you must learn one word in your life. Many other words also, but one, I talk now about one.
Ako želite da dostignete Božje kraljevstvo, morate da naučite jednu riječ. Ima puno riječi koje trebate da naučite, ali o jednoj želim da govorim danas.
If you, it's a rule. If you want to get something higher, you must give up something lower.
To je pravilo. Ako želite da dosegnete nešto što je više, morate da se odreknete nečega što je niže.
This giving up something lower is called tapasya.
To odricanje od nečeg nižeg se zove tapasya.
There's a shloka in the third canto which says only by penance one can approach the personality of Godhead.
U trećem poglavlju postoji jedan stih koji kaže samo u strogosti osoba može dostići gospodina.
Only by penance one can reach him who is within the heart of every living entity.
Samo uz pomoć strogosti možemo dostići onoga koji se nalazi u srcima živih bića.
Only by penance one can reach him who is beyond the reach of all the senses.
Samo s pomoć strogosti možemo doseći njega koji je izvan domašaja svih čula.
Those who like to read, it's in the third canto, 12th chapter, text number 19.
Oni koji žele da to pročitaju je treće poglavlje, treće pjevanje, 12. poglavlje, 19. stih.
Now Prabhupada gives an example.
I sada Prabhupada daje jedan primjer.
Formerly people were going to the Himalayan mountains.
Prije su ljudi odlazili u Himalaje.
Oh, it's so cold there.
Tamo je tako hladno.
Now to get there, you have to execute tapasya.
Da biste došli tamo, morate da izvršite strogost.
There's pinching chilly cold.
Tamo je tako hladno da vas boli sve.
But people would go to the Himalayas.
Ali ljudi su ipak odlazili u Himalaje.
So for God realization, formerly people were practiced to undergo a type of penance.
I tako prije se dešavalo to da osobe koje su željele da dostignu spoznaju Boga, oni su morali da rade određene strogosti.
Then it seems that Prabhupada looks for a moment at his devotee audience.
I sada izgleda kao da je Prabhupada pogledao u publiku bhakta.
So, for God realization, formerly people used to undergo such severe type of penance. And at the present moment, are we so fallen that we cannot tolerate even these four principles? Is it so difficult?
I onda Prabhupad kaže, prije ljudi su radili tako velike strogosti da bi dostigli spoznaju Boga. A danas, da li smo mi tako pali da ne možemo da se držimo na ta četiri regulativna principa?
It's not difficult.
To nije tako teško.
If we can practice... but we need to practice.
Ali potrebno je da ih praktikujemo. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then he ends this class on Krishna, penance in Krishna consciousness. He says, the Lord is there in everyone's heart.
Onda Prabhupada završava ovu lekciju strogostima svjesnosti Krishne I kaže, Gospodin se nalazi u svačijem srcu.
And to reach him, tapasya is required.
I kako bi ga dosegli, potrebna je strogost.
Whatever little tapasya we have prescribed, you please follow.
Kako god malu neku tapasju da smo vam preporučili, molim vas slijedite.
Then you will understand Krishna.
Onda ćete shvatiti Krishna.
And if you understand Krishna, your life is successful.
A ako shvatite Krishnu, vaš život je uspješan.
In Krishna consciousness, there are some forms of penances which are prescribed.
U svjesnosti Krishne postoje određene strogosti koje su preporučene.
You could also call it endeavor.
Možete ih nazvati
kao trud. Once Prabhupada gave a very strong lecture.
Jednom je Prabhupada dao jednu jaku lekciju.
Endeavor. Control the senses. Control the mind. And at the end, all the devotees. They were not from the Belkane. They sat like this. Oh, mala stragosti.
Prabhupada je govorio, trudite se, kontrolište tula, kontrolište um, bio je jak. I onda su bakte ti koji nisu bili sa Balkana, da su oni tako sjedili I razmišljali o strogosti.
They were not Dionysus. They were just not. I mean, whatever devotees they were, it was in America. then Prabhupada said. Then Prabhupada saw this, and he went down from his Vyasasan. But he had lost his chadar. Yes. Oh, it's Gaura Hari would say chadar. Yes. No, it's the last syllable. It has to be long in French. Chadar, not chadar. Yeah. It's all right. It's not important. Prabhupada turned to pick it up and then he looked at the devotees and said, no, you don't have to be 100% perfect.
Prabhupada je stvari ostao mu je na jasan da se on ukrenuo da ga uzme I rekao, ma ne, u stvari vi ne morate da budete 100% čisti.
80%.
80%.
And he picked up his chadar.
And he podigao chadar.
And he went, it was a big Vyasasan, a few steps down, and he said, no,
75%.
The rest Krishna will do.
Ostalo će Krishna da
napravi. Now, on another occasion, Prabhupada said something else. He spoke about these two factors in Krishna consciousness, our own endeavor and the milast. And there Srila Prabhupada turned the scale around. The two sides of the scale around. And he said something that, what can we endeavor in Kali Yuga? We are so helpless. I think he had spoken about Raghunath Das, you know, drinking every day just a little buttermilk, te sve.
Mislim da je govorio Raghunadasu koji je svaki dan pio samo malo ove mlačenice.
Raghunadasu Goswami.
Raghunadasu Goswami.
He must have spoken about the yogis and their endeavors.
Vjerojatno govorio o jogima, njihovim naporima.
And then Prabhupada, he looked at that and said, in Kali Yuga, we live in Kali Yuga.
And then Prabhupada rekao, u Kali Yuga, mi živimo u Kali Yuga.
Just a little endeavor is necessary.
Potrebno je samo malo truda.
Chant the glories of the Lord.
Pjevajte slave gospodine.
Chant the holy name, 16 rounds minimum, without offenses and full concentration.
Pjevajte sveto ime sa najmanje 16 krugova, bez uvreda, sa punom koncentracijom.
And Mahaprabhu, you might have said, Mahaprabhu said, if a devotee wouldn't chant 64 rounds a day, he wouldn't even accept what he would offer.
Mahaprabhu je govorio da kada bhakta ne bi izmetrao 64 kruga bez uvreda, da ne bi uopšte prihvatio ono što on nudi.
If we would translate that in the reality of this temple, the pujaris would have to chant every day 64 rounds, otherwise they can't, wouldn't, they, Gauranga on the altar doesn't accept your offerings.
Kada bismo to prenijeli u realnost ovoga hrama, onda bismo morali da znamo da kada puđari ne bi izmantrao 64 kruga svaki dan, ne bi mogao da nudi božanstvima zato što Gauranga ne bi prihvatio ono što on nudi.
This is the standardi.
To su standardi.
If we speak about standards.
Ako ćemo da govorimo o standardi.
This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu standardi.
To je standard Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
It's there in Chaitanya Bhagavat.
To piše u Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he would demand this of his disciples.
Shla Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati je tražio ovo od svojih učenika.
He said only those who preach 24 hours around can chant 16 rounds.
On je govorio samo oni koji propovjeduju 24 sata na dan mogu da mantraju 16
rounds. Yes. But Ja sam Bosnian. Ja sam modern man. Ja sam Sachinandan Swami. Very difficult. So yes, Prabhupada has put the standard to a minimum.
Da, Prabhupada je spustio taj standard na minimum.
But that we should do.
Ali to bismo trebali da radimo. Yes.
Prabhuji, if you go, the kingdom of God is more, it's much more valuable than the Himalayas. And if you want to go to the Himalayas, Mahapurushika, Madhva Muni, and Kishori have gone. They can tell you there's a little Stargosti if you go. A little cold to take your bath in Gangotri.
Mahapurushika, Madhva Muni, Kishori, oni su išli na Himalaji. Mogu vam reći da su potrebne određene strogosti da biste došli tamo i ukupali se u Gangotri.
But you do it. You take this Stargosti because you know if I take my bath in Mother Ganga, I mean, I can be lazy in Belgrade, but here I want the mercy.
Ja ne znam, da možda mogu da budem, ako se okupate u Majci Gangi, to je nešto jako posebno, mogu da budem možda milim u Beogradu, ali ovdje to je milost.
Here I want the kingdom of God in my life.
Ja želim kraljestvo Božije u svom životu.
So I feel this determination we should translate in our daily life also.
I mislim da bismo ovu odlučnost trebali da pretočimo u svoj svakodnevni život.
We can shower in hot water. Don't worry. It's not that we have to bring Mother Ganga in our shower room, you know. The coldness of Mother Ganga, ice blocks in our shower.
Naravno, možemo se tuširati toplom vodom. Nije sada moramo te ledene blokove Majke Gangi da dovedemo u svoju
duškabinu. But we can do what is necessary to reach Krishna consciousness.
ali možemo uraditi ono što je neophodno da bismo dostigli svjesnost Krišne.
And that will be very good for us.
To će biti jako dobro za nas.
There's a verse where the Lord says that he becomes so pleased about this.
I ima jedan stih u Bhagavatamu u kojem Gospodin kaže koliko je zadovoljan s tim.
He says penance is my heart and soul.
Gospodin kaže, strogosti su moja srce i duša.
Penance and I are non-different.
Ja se ne razlikujem od strogosti.
Prabhupada says the penance by which one can see the personality of Godhead face to face is to be understood as devotional service to the Lord and nothing else.
Tu Prabhupada kaže da strogosti pomoću kojih možemo da vidimo svevišnju božansku osobu lice u lice su ništa drugo nego predano služenje.
By discharging devotional service in transcendental love, one can approach the Lord.
Predanim služenjem u transcendentalnoj ljubavi osoba može dostići Gospodina.
Such penance is the internal potency of the Lord and is not different from him.
Ta strogost je unutrašnja energija Gospodina i ne razlikuje se od njega.
I think we all can breathe happily when we hear this.
Mislim da svi možemo da budemo sretni kada ovo čujemo.
Our endeavor and penance we will place and concentrate in the devotional service of the Lord.
Strogosti koje radimo ćemo da pretočimo u to naše predano služenje Gospodina.
We will do what is good for our service.
Radit ćemo ono što je dobro za našu službu.
And we will not feel tired by this penance.
I nećemo se onda osjećati umornim od tih strogosti.
Here some of you were in the Frushka Goranga camp and you saw there were some devotees who were just doing so much service and I asked them, when do you sleep?
I neki od vas su bili na Fruška Gorangi na kampu i bilo neki bakta tu koji su stalno radili službu onda sam ih pitao, pa kad vi spavate?
And they said later.
I oni su rekli, poslije ćemo
spavati. They said, but are you not tired and are you not becoming crazy from no sleep? I mean, mentally, malo mentalni.
I da sam ja pitao, pa da nećete možda umrijeti od tolikog nespavanja, ali ćete postati malo mentalni.
No, and they said, no, it's all right.
Da su oni rekli, ne, dobro nam je.
Because I think we feel when we have a service and we just go in the service and do what is necessary for the service, we seem to become empowered.
Ne zato što kada radimo službu i onda izgleda da postanemo opunomoćeni.
We seem to just get strength from doing what is our devotional service.
Izgleda kao da dobijamo snagu od onoga što radimo u našem predanom služenju.
If you do inappropriate penance, then you will become maybe weakened.
Ako radite neke strogosti koje nisu baš primjerene, onda ćete možda da oslabite.
But if you do appropriate penance, you get strength, strangely, because it is, as Prabhupada says, it's the internal potency of Krishna.
Ali ako radite strogosti koje su primjerene, onda ćete da ojačate, jer su one, kao što Prabhupada ovdje kaže, unutrašnja energija Gospodina.
Penance is a word which is not very, very, very much in favor to the human being.
Sama riječ strogost je riječ koja nije baš kod ljudskih bića, nije baš da imaju dobar odnos.
And you are right, if you do penance like the yogis, you know, stand in the winter up to this and freezing cold water and in the summer surround yourself by fires. Not for us.
Naravno, ako budete radili strogosti koje rade jogi i stojite u snijegu, u toku zime u snijegu do vrata ili tokom ljeta se okružite sa vatrom, onda će to biti teško, to nije za nas.
But if you do what is favorable for devotional service, you get snaga.
Ali ako radite ono što je povoljno za predano služenje, onda ćete dobiti snagu.
You even get pleasure.
Čak ćete dobiti zadovoljstvo.
I made an experiment yesterday with you.
Juče sam napravio eksperiment sa vama.
I ran down with you the mountain.
Trčao sam sa vama niz planinu.
And because I had heard from the devotees that this is very stragosti. To go down the mountains, the devotees told me, it's much more heavy than go up the mountains, isn't it?
Zato što sam čuo od Bagda da kada se silazim iz planina, to je puno teže nego popijeti se.
So I wanted to show you yesterday something.
Juče sam želio da vam pokažem nešto.
We were running down the mountain.
Mi smo trčali iz planina.
The devotees had made a meeting with me and said, Sachinandaswami, it will be very intense for the devotees to walk up the mountain, but it will be more intense to walk down the mountain.
Kada sam se susreo sa Bhaktom prije izleta, oni su mi rekli da će za Bhakte biti jako intenzivno da se popnu uz planinu, ali da će biti još gore kad budu silazili.
So I wanted to yesterday prove you that if you do astragos, but you do it in devotional service, it will be very pleasurable, and therefore we ran down, but with kirtan.
Zato sam htio da vam pokažem, ako budete radili strogosti, ali u predanom služenju, da će to biti jako dobro, onda smo trčali niz planinu, ali uz kirtan.
We just sang.
Jednostavno smo pjevali.
To glorify Krishna.
Da slavimo Krishnu.
And then I noticed you were all smiling.
Da sam primijetio kako se svi smiješite.
Dancing.
Plešete.
Sweating, like in the sauna.
Znojite kao da ste u sauni.
But being just very excited about it. I did this to convince you that it's not difficult to do penance if you do it in devotional service. You must make sure you do it in devotional service for Krishna.
Morate se potruditi, biti uvjereni da tu strogost radite za Krishna.
And when you are engaged in devotional service for Krishna, you can be a little disciplined.
I kada radite strogosti za Krishna u predanom služenju, onda morate biti malo disciplinirani.
And you're eating and getting up for Krishna.
U svom jedinju ili ustajanju za Krishna.
And in all these little details of spiritual life.
I u svim tim malim detaljima duhovnog života.
So please forgive me for being always so insistent on my points and experimenting even with you. I must admit I have a very bad character. My father is from a bad background. Yes, but I just so deeply feel that you could go back to Godhead if you just practice Krishna consciousness seriously. I so deeply feel, and I want that you go this. I don't know why, but I have this strong desire, very strong.
Ja jako duboko osjećam da vi se možete vratiti kući Bogu ako budete praktikovali svjesnost Krišne. To ja i želim čak da se vratite. Ne znam zašto, ali to jako duboko osjećam.
Sometimes I'm very sad, Gaurahari knows this, because I feel the devotees don't understand our process properly.
Ponekad sam jako tužen, to Gaurahari zna, jer izgleda da ponekad bhakte ne razumiju naš proces.
I feel that just only 50 centimeters before the kingdom of God, but they sometimes turn in the last minute left or right.
Osjećam se kao da se nalaze 50 cm ispred kraljevstva Božijeg, ali samo u tom trenutku se okrenu lijevo ili desno.
And that my god brother Shiva Ramaraj said that the greatest misery for us as preachers.
I kao što je moj brat po Bogu Šivara Maharaj rekao da je to najveća žalost i nesreća za nas propovjednici.
He said if a preacher sees that, it's the crucifixion of the heart.
I propovjednik to vidi kao raspeće srca.
Yes, so this is my last lecture for the devotees of Sarajevo.
Ovo je moja posljedna lecija za Bhakti Sarajevo.
I want to thank you very much for being such wonderful hosts.
Želim vam se puno zahvaliti što ste tako divni domaći.
I felt very happy. It's a little intense.
Osjećam se jako sretno, ali je ovo bilo malo intenzivno.
Today we still have two TV programs before us.
Danas još imamo dva programa na TV.
One at 11 and the other at 1 o'clock.
Jedan u 11, drugi u 1.
Both are about the Himalayas.
Oba dva su o Himalajima.
But I will not talk about stragosti to the penance to the people in the TV. So I talked about this now, so the subject is dealt with. I will only say lebč, 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 lebč. So, oh yes, Krishna. I feel we have come to a good end. Also, we have a very nice program this evening. Maybe we still need to distribute some flyers. What you say? That, because it's really on a short notice, the program, isn't it? So maybe some of you can be so kind to invite people. I will also see. I can't. I always do this on TV. I misuse the TV and make reklama. Come, Deutsche, Tabra program. But it will be sent, the emission will be, the first emission will be coming Sunday when the program is done already. So we really need the flyer distributors today.
Danas imamo ovaj program večeras u DKC-u, pa trebamo da još podijelimo ovih flyera, pa kogod može, može se uključiti, pošto imali smo malo vremena da ga najavimo.
Yes. Krishna. Yes, we are finished. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Arya. Let us do kirtan.